Welcome back to Channel Time Pod. It's your host, Rick. And here today from Adamant Mindset. Men in Australia are getting abused by their government. No men's rights. Please like, comment, subscribe down below. I really appreciate that. See that channel. It's Channel Time.
And speaking of problematic men, the Australian state of Victoria has found a unique way to tackle them. It's appointed a minister to improve men's behavior, which is the country's first ever such position. But not many Australians are happy with the announcement, as they believe this new position actually demonizes men.
I pled guilty to assault because they weren't going to let me home. But pushing a hand when I was grabbed. Legal system is fried.
Wow.
I think our men are struggling, and I think our men are in crisis, and I think we need to support men.
Just a quick one for all the single girls from overseas coming to live in Australia. I just wanted to let you know there's actually been an update to the laws.
Hello there, fellas. Welcome back to my channel. Julius will be on the cover.
Brother, thank you for bringing this topic up. Wow.
Australian laws are government against men. Let's see what we got here today.
And speaking of problematic men, the Australian state of Victoria has found a unique way to tackle them. It's appointed a minister to improve men's behavior, which is the country's first ever such position. But not many Australians are happy with the announcement, as they believe this new position actually demonizes men.
It does.
Australia is currently struggling, however, with an epidemic of gender-based violence, with 31 women being since the beginning of this year. Our next report goes inside the creation of this new ministry and how the nation is in fact responding.
Okay, before we proceed further on and understand what's going on, let's see the actual numbers here. This is a report from June of this year. It shows the offenses committed on both men and women. You can see the victim here is mostly men, 65% of men. But all of a sudden, apparently these men are not part of the problem. It's only problem when the women are victims. Similarly, in these sexual assault cases, you can see the victims are female, which is understandable, 84%. These are the numbers. And what about the rest of the 16% of men? What about their assaults? We want the numbers too. Like, we want to know what age group was affected, because none of that is mentioned here. If you do the calculation of that 16%, I believe it's around 5,800. So let's just assume 6,000. So 6,000 of men are getting assaulted, and that's not an issue.
Nope.
Do you see the pattern here? Like, men's issues are not even like acknowledged. It's not even newsworthy.
No, we're just deal with it and take it.
What's messed up is in this kidnapping section, female, 53%. What are the rest of the 47% of men? So apparently 50-50, right? Like, very close to 50%.
Very close.
So men doesn't matter. Like, kidnapping of men, boys, doesn't matter. Nothing is mentioned here.
I think the reason why they went with this, because they feel the perpetrators are men that do majority of these things. That's why they went towards this sexist way.
Care about the boys. Like, what is this? What kind of laws are they trying to make where they just ignore men's issues?
With incidents of violence against women increasing day by day, Australia has found a unique way to tackle the crisis. In the country's first, the state of Victoria has appointed a special official who will be responsible with improving men's behavior.
I'm almost positive that official is going to be some staunch, hardcore feminist.
Victoria Premier Jacinta Allen has announced that a local member of parliament, Tim Richardson, would hold the role of parliamentary secretary for men's behavior change. The state is governed by the Australian Labour Party, which deems itself a progressive force for women. Now, Richardson has acknowledged that the work will not be easy. He says he will focus largely on how the internet affects men's attitudes towards women and how they can build respectful relationships.
Yep, it's our fault, guys. My channel, Adamant's Mindset's channel, Poor Man's channel, it's our fault.
is what they're going to go towards.
There you go. Just like UK, what was happening in UK. I'm not sure if the law is passed, but if you've seen my video about Dalit, he also had this similar thing where if you hate on women on internet, you will be labeled as misogynistic and even worse, a terrorist. If you haven't watched the video, watch that, because this just seems like just copy-paste of that.
Richardson adds, and I quote, "We know that the time to act on men's violence against women is now, and it starts with us men and boys. We must make Victoria a safer place for women and children and work to end the tragedy of deaths of Victorian women at the hands of men." Now, Richardson's new role has given a glimpse of hope to many, but not all Australians are happy with the announcement. The opposition Liberal Party's Jane Hume has expressed scepticism about its effectiveness, saying the move looked like window dressing. Meanwhile, critics on social media say that Richardson's job would be to demonize men and feminize the culture.
See, that's right there. That's all this is about. Just demonizing men. Put everything on men. Government doesn't matter. Like, what government policies are doing doesn't matter. Just blame men. It's the easiest scapegoat. And get votes from the women. Like, easiest way possible for that government to do. Like, take no responsibility, just blame men, and that's it.
Some users have also accused...
I agree with this statement. Keep the offenders locked up. Stop letting them go. And there will be less of this.
...accused the Victoria state government of blaming all men for crimes against women and called for reforms to fix bail laws to keep the offenders locked up. Now, while the new position only exists at a state level, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese believes men across Australia have to take responsibility. Earlier this month, he called the growing violence a national crisis.
This is indeed a national crisis, and it's a national challenge. And we're facing this with a spirit of national unity. Today is about who we are as a nation and as a society. We recognise that governments need to act. But we also recognise that this is an issue for the whole of society, not just for governments. We want to change this in a way in which we all have to take responsibility, because violence against women is not a women's problem to solve.
Did you guys see what just happened? Ignored any kind of responsibility and just blame everything on men.
Yep.
Now you will wonder why they're doing so. The answer is very simple. You can see here, by this 2021 census, the population of Australia has less than 50% male and more than 50% female. Now, this is from 2021. By now, the percentages have increased for females, so I'm assuming they're doing this for vote bank. And women, to be honest, are very easy to brainwash. We know that. That's why all this nonsense is happening. But let me know what you guys feel about this. Let's continue.
That's a good conspiracy theory. You're right. Yeah, as more women are overpopulating men, men really can't outvote women in any way, shape, or form. And women are the ones that are easiest to manipulate. So they can easily get what they want by making women vote what they want. Interesting. I see it. I see it.
It is a whole of society problem to solve. And men in particular have to take responsibility.
His government has pledged almost $1 billion to help women leave abusive relationships. It has also announced a ban on deepfake pornography to combat violence against women and age verification to protect children from harmful online content. The measures came after tens of thousands protested in cities across Australia to draw attention to the rising deaths of women caused by gender-based violence.
What is the rising death exactly? Is it two more deaths, three more deaths than normal? Or what?
He's got a tough job in a country which doesn't know the difference between men and women. Yeah, they cannot define the woman over there as well.
Yep.
This has to be a satire. Please tell me this is a satire. Australia is an effing embarrassment these days. Sad, man. That's the reality we're living in. And it's not just Australia. It's going to come to other part of the world as well if this nonsense just keep occurring, because it's an easy scapegoat. Like, women are the easiest vote bank they can get. They know that.
Need to have significant change. When a woman dies at the hands of a partner or someone they know every 4 days on average in Australia, then they're
Did you just say a woman dies every 4 days from domestic violence? Is that what you're saying?
Is a national crisis. Men have to change behavior.
Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
We have to change culture. This isn't something that requires a one-off action. This is something that requires concerted action from all levels of government, from the media, from all levels of society to change culture.
The only good thing about this video are the comments. The government needs to change ASAP. This government is finished in Australia. Yes, our government definitely needs to change.
Do you know what sucks about getting charged with DV? I got charged for pushing my wife's hand. Cops offered me 2 to 5 years jail or 2 to 5 years without seeing me kids. I pled guilty to assault because they weren't going to let me home. For pushing a hand when I was grabbed. The fucking legal system is fried.
Australian courts are making orders to remove men from their homes without evidence. Often the first they hear of a court order is when police arrive at their door. Given only minutes to gather a few personal items, they will be made homeless, losing access to their children, families, and finances. They are deemed guilty because of their gender. Stop ignoring male victims of domestic violence. Tell your story and call them out. Go to theabf.com.au.
I share this video because the comments are making me sad. I'm a victim of this. Something needs to change. The system is corrupt. Government thinks this will help stop DV and make it look like they are cranking down on it. It won't. It just ruins the innocent lives.
Yep.
Yep, that happened to me where the Australian government sees so many fathers and losing access to their children. What kind of government is this? Like, I don't understand it. If you're Australian, please comment on what the scenario is. If this has gone better or worse, just let me know.
Chat to you about the impact.
As a man, I'm so sad for men in Australia. It sucks. Because they, even when we say we want to outvote things or do things, go out there and vote, we can't. There is a few small subset of men that will always vote for women, and women will always vote for women. We're not going to win.
Impact of child support policy and the failures of DV policy and family law policy on keeping our children together after separation, or keeping our children connected to dads in particular. In this scenario, which is what came up this week, we've got mum, dad, and 3 kids. The family separates. Mum makes an allegation of domestic violence based on the fact that she's fearful of dad. With that allegation, dad has restricted access to his kids. The police get involved, the child support agency gets involved, and he finds himself in front of the magistrate's court on an allegation of DV. While this is happening, Dad's currently earning $80,000 a year. So he goes to the magistrate's court. He's basically told by a lawyer, if you didn't do it, you need to take it to a hearing. He spends $15,000 in the magistrate's court to find himself with a protection order in place. And that's taken up to 6 months potentially, where he's had no contact with his kids apart from maybe a phone call here and there. So because of that, his mental health starts to fail, and his income drops from $80,000 to $40,000. So, but the child support agency have decided that he has the capacity to earn $80,000, so that's what we're going to base your child support on. So he can't see his kids because of the parenting orders. You know, she's ignoring them. He's now earning $40,000 a year, so his standard of living has reduced, yet he's accruing debt because he's still told by child support that, you earn $80,000. So he then finds himself losing his job because of failing mental health, and now he's working part-time for $22,000 a year. Child support agency is still assessing his income at $80,000, and he has to do something about it.
That's just sad, man.
It is.
What is the government doing? Of course, not helping men. Let's see some comments. Cost me $2 million and 2 kids. Thanks, Australian government. This is pretty accurate and happens to so many fathers. They're just marrying men. Like, just don't marry, guys. Like, this has to be the biggest example of just never dramatic.
I think our men are struggling, and I think our men are in crisis, and I think we need to support men. We know that men are perpetrating violence in Australia in high numbers. We know that women are victims of the violence, but the highest numbers of victims of the violence are the men. But yes. I don't think we can look at the statistics of violence without also looking at the statistics of suicide. And 6 men a day take their own lives in Australia. That's a mental health crisis.
6 a day compared to 1 woman every 4 days? Those are some huge difference in numbers.
And I think the violence levels are also a mental health crisis. I'm not in any way coddling men, obviously, but I don't think that meeting violence with violence or with harshness has ever worked. Many of these acts of domestic violence are performed by people, men who've not committed acts of domestic violence before. So if we're talking about preventing future acts of violence, this is what I'm saying. We need to look at the red flags. There are many cases of men who murder their partners or former partners who've never physically assaulted them before.
True.
This is why we've started looking so seriously at coercive control. So you'd be amazed the number of women who say that they realised they were victims of domestic violence after some time. You didn't realise that what was going on in their home was domestic violence. This is what I'm saying. If you want to prevent, it's not enough to sort of look at people who are already having the cops called on them because of the level of violence in their homes. That's one aspect of prevention.
Just a quick one for all the single girls from overseas coming to live in Australia. I just wanted to let you know there's actually been an update to the laws. And if you're a single good-looking girl, you can actually only come to Australia now if you bring a male with you. So you have to bring, like, a brother.
What?
Your dad, maybe. Any kind of hot man. Because we don't actually have enough to spare. I think it's a pretty fair law, and I really think everyone should stick to it.
This is why I think Passport Bros is probably the best option. It's hard for men to change the laws, so the only thing you can do is get away from the laws. Get away from the country that's creating these laws. UK, Australia, I feel like US is next. Please like, comment, subscribe down below. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Problem of paedophile priests. While the UN has strongly criticised the Vatican for being more concerned about its reputation than trying to prevent further crimes, Pope Francis, who recently marked 1 year at the Vatican, has defended the church, saying no one has done more to root out paedophilia. Pope Francis, who recently marked 1 year at the Vatican, has defended the church, saying no one has done more to root out paedophilia.